From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes Life Mark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
Life Mark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The millionaire maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar, Imran Ansari, and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Lonnie Perkins, thank you. It is Wellness Night at Radio Night Live. And tonight, we are going to talk about a lot of different things related to your wellness. We've got Dr. Marty McCary back with us, who is one of the real all-stars at Fox News. I haven't asked him, but I'm dying to know. The president came out, said pandemic's over. And immediately people in New York State said, oh, so the public employees can stop wearing masks and be forced to get vaccinated. And Kathy Hochul said, no. Eric Adams said, get away from that. It's not over, but Biden says it's over. So who knows whether it's over or not, but I'm going to ask him all about that. Nick DeMauro is going to join us. You may know about the LEAD program. If you've listened to the Piscopo show for years, he and the Law Enforcement Against Drugs program has been really powerful, and what they are doing to try to help kids remain aware and kind of off of drugs and violence and the things that will hurt them. He's going to give us a little insight on what they're working on for the wellness of your children. Dr. Melinda Keller is going to be here a little bit later. We're going to talk back health and some things for the school year. You need to make sure, you know, those heavy backpacks. My little 7-year-old yesterday, Dad, my backpack's so heavy. And I was like, oh, that's right. You need to have that on both shoulders and make sure that you're standing straight when you're. So I'm going to ask her for some of those practical tips like that. But we've also got a very important story that's just crossing the wires that I think every parent listening needs to know about. And it's not medical in terms of wellness, but it relates to the wellness of your kids for sure. Law enforcement members are talking openly now while kids are returning to school. And in so many school districts across the country, particularly in blue states, they're saying, you know, finally, we're back to a full regular school year. And people in Florida and Texas, the place, are going like, what are you talking about? We had it the whole time. But it is a big deal. And so there are some things that are concerning. Deputy Sheriff Tim Creighton from Woodstock, Illinois, was actually on Fox News, and he was asked about this. When it comes to social media, what your kids are saying is you really need to be plugged in and aware, because it is giving predators access to children and scammers access to those children and their relatives' personal information. And he says, you know, I have people on my feeds that are sharing way too much information, and that's on his feeds as a deputy sheriff. He says, when it comes to what you should post, less is better. Your close friends and family know the important details about your kid, such as the town they live in, the school they go to, their full name. Strangers don't need to know any of that. And I actually know more than one social media friend of mine, and I actually know most of my... If you're on my personal page, because I have personal and public. If you're in my personal friends page, then I probably know you in real life. We've probably met. We've probably talked on the phone. We've had dinner. We've done those things. I have several in that arena that are also public figures, and they will not show the face of their children or give the names of their children or talk about where they live openly because of the concerns here. And I don't think that's necessarily unwise. I'm not really a strict adherer to it, but I don't have anything negative to say about people who do that. Anyway, last month, that sheriff's office shared a viral photo of the sheriff demonstrating exactly what he means. He held up a sign meant to celebrate the first day of school, one that shared way too much. It's that time of year, the sheriff's office captioned the image. Don't give predators, scammers, or thieves information that can be used to harm your children, family, or finances. And it was a picture that showed, you know, first day of such and such elementary school for our third grader, Sandy. You know, it's like they weren't even paying attention to it. The first warning was posted on August 8th and was shared by 135,000 Facebook users. They did this because the sheriff said it protects the child, but we also did it for the parents. A lot of people were commenting how they never, ever thought about it, but it was an important safety message created in an engaging way. Creighton, who's also a school resource officer, told Fox News that the image had been publicly posted and reposted as a reminder to parents and caregivers to think before you share. Cybersecurity, internet passwords, fraud, sex trafficking, there's a lot out there as to reasons that certain details should always be omitted. The Facebook snapshot showed Creighton holding a poster titled "My First Day of School." The left side shares mock information such as the child's name, age, grade, teacher, name of school. The right side image has those personal details blurred out, clearly suggesting that it's unsafe to include those details in a picture that's shared on social media. Creighton said the following details should also be left out when sharing photos or life updates throughout the year and beyond. School name, age, teacher's name, grade, any identifying feature, height, weight, etc., and overly personal information such as passwords, security, question answers. Of course, that stuff should never be done. But if you think about it, sometimes kids don't think that through. He said this information can all be used by predators, scammers, and other people looking to endanger your child, family, or finances. No matter your privacy settings or friends list, it's best to keep personal information on the internet to a bare minimum. And here's some tips. I always want to leave you with tips on this stuff. Is the account private? Not viewable to those who aren't approved followers. That's step number one. Always with your kids' accounts, for sure. Always make them private. Don't let public people find them. What is the child username? Does it give away any important information? Hi, I'm Alex Smith, age 3. No, don't make it like that. How many followers do the kids have, and who are they following? Are these strangers or people that they know in real life? Is their profile picture appropriate for their age? Does it give any information away, like a shirt saying, I just turned 10? This is viewable to the public no matter what. If the Facebook account is still private, their profile picture is still visible. He says, what information is in the bio? That information is also viewable to the public. Now, Donna Rice Hughes, who I've had on my show many times, she has fought the internet porn stuff really, really strongly. She's an internet safety expert, president of CEO of the Reston, Virginia-based Enough is Enough nonprofit. She echoed the advice of the sheriff. She said, sharing personally identifiable information on social media about a child may have unintended consequences, including being used by a sex predator, trafficker, or to track or harm a child. In addition to using privacy settings, the parental controls, parents are encouraged to teach their children to be as anonymous as possible in the digital world. Think twice before letting them, you know, make friends with people that they don't know. And not just on social media. If you have gaming apps, other digital communities where they may go in to play a game that may supposed to be just for kids, what are they saying to them in the chats that pop up on the screen? Are you paying attention? Donna Rice Hughes also says, think twice before sharing the first day of school photo. It may feel obligatory to do so, but inadvertently sharing too personally identifiable information about your child on social media comes with absolute risks. It's good stuff to just think about, friends. You're at the beginning of the school year. There's a lot going on. Your kids are going to want to do more and more online to show their friends. Who has access to them? What are they showing? What are they giving away? Just ask yourself those basic pieces of information if you want to keep their physical safety and wellness as a top priority for you as a parent. All right? That's easy to do. All right. The rest of the night, we've got a ton of different things to get to. Dr. Marty McCary, Nick DeMauro, and Dr. Melinda Keller, all before a very heart-wrenching closer tonight. You don't want to miss one second of Radio Night Live. Stay here.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Not as tired as she used to get, gives her energy to do things around the house.
I really appreciate it. I really like your product. I'm happy with it.
You don't have to really think about it anymore. You've got it, and it's in your diet. Regularity, let's put it that way. It's very good.
Because I don't always eat my vegetables and fruit, so I know I'm better with it.
A little more energy and just feeling pretty good overall. Seems to work so far. No complaints.
I feel something good. I can point my finger on, but I feel good in general.
I do have a little bit more energy, you know, do stuff after work, whereas before I didn't really want to do stuff and just wanted to sit around.
I think I have a little more energy. I'm an older, disabled person, and I don't always eat properly. It's just feeling a little stronger that way.
Start your journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get free shipping. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code BALANCE.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
These are tough times for everyone. So dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started a timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-969-1199. That's 800-969-1199. 800-969-1199. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
With America in crisis and lies abounding everywhere, we thought it was a good time to provide the antidote. That's why this radio station partnered with the all-new Salem News Channel. All the hosts you've come to know and trust on this station are right there on TV. Same great lineup, only now you get to watch as well as listen. Download the app on your Apple or Android device. Watch us on Roku or on SalemNewsChannel.com. On the radio, we're right here. On TV, we're right there. SNC is the antidote to the mainstream media. Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. And now, Back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, you heard me gushing in the first segment. You know, there's people I love having on my show. On my news talk show, anytime Dr. Monica Crowley comes on, like she did earlier today, just really a lot of fun. Appreciate everything that she has to say. And in the world of medicine, my next guest fits that category, partly because she helped us get this whole Radio Night Live thing off the ground, and it's become the juggernaut that it is, and she played a big role in it on these wellness nights. The OG, as she's referred to in the show open, Dr. Nicole Sapphire rejoins us. Nicole, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
I always love being a part of Wellness Wednesdays.
Let me ask you, I just went off in the monologue on these record numbers coming out, 107,000 people last year died of fentanyl overdoses and poisonings. That's more people, by the way, than you can fit into Giant Stadium. Then we've got all these new breeds of pills and drugs that's being laced into. So you've got these colored pills for kids that are supposed to be happy and the colors that they're painted and so forth. And I don't get the sense. And I know you don't come on to talk politics per se, but you know, in the previous administration to this one, there was a concerted effort. Part of the reason that immigration was important was because it impacted the fentanyl issue. And part of the reason why we got tough with China was because it impacted the fentanyl issue. And when you just kind of open the doorways on kind of everything that's coming into your country, this seems to have lost its importance as well. And I'm just curious what these numbers say to you as a mom first, but also as a doctor who's trying to, you know, give people quality care.
Well, Kevin, you know, it's interesting when you put into perspective, when you look at, you know, we just come through 9/11, and it was a huge tragedy in our country's history. And while we think of the tremendous amount of loss of life that happened with 9/11, more people die from fentanyl every single year than died in 9/11. And that is something it's not tangible because it didn't happen in a moment, and it's not in a lot of people's faces. They're not seeing it. But people are dying from fentanyl over and over at rapid and incredible rates. And what I find very concerning is, you know, we're in this time of political correctness. So you can't talk about the border because that means that, oh, you don't like Mexicans or anybody else who's trying to come across the border, or
immigration in general. You just must be against immigration completely if you want to know if you're against
an
open border.
You can't talk about China because then that means you might be racist against Asians. But it's like, that's not true. We just have to look at the facts. The facts of the matter are, the overwhelming majority of fentanyl comes out of China and Asia. It goes through South America, and it comes through our southwestern border. So when you're talking about the opioid crisis, it's not enough to just say we're going to do something about mental health and we're going to make sure people have Narcan. Because, yes, we do need those things, the medication that counters opioid overdoses. But we also need to stop the supply. And the way to do that is by being hard on China and stopping it from coming across the southwest border. And that's something that this administration is just not doing.
Dr. Sapphire, to be very blunt, it seems like many things related to our public health and well-being are not on the radar screen of the administration currently. And I only need to go back to just a few weeks ago when it became very, very apparent for like the 100th time that what the administration wants the public health offices like the CDC and the NIH and all those guys to say publicly on message was still very different than what science and actual medicine people were talking about. And now the CDC has even owned up to some, let's just say they didn't always play it straight with the science because political forces were engaged on that. And if you said that early on in the pandemic or even midway through, people canceled you. If I said it here on this microphone, people would say, well, that's an extreme position to hold. But it seemed like that the deeper we got into it, the more that became apparent. Your thoughts?
But, you know, this is something we've been talking about all along. By any sort of contrarian opinion or view, even if it was supported by data, if it wasn't going aligned with what Dr. Fauci, the NIH, the CDC were saying, then that would make you some charlatan who's essentially peddling snake oil. And that was the problem that we've seen throughout the course of the pandemic. And unfortunately, we're seeing that as it pertains to not just COVID, but we're seeing it as it pertains to so much more, especially when it comes to immigration and other things that also have a public health component to it. And, you know, one thing as a mother, you know, I have three young kids at home. We have Halloween coming up. Well, actually, I guess my oldest is not a young kid. He'd be very upset if he heard me say that. He is in college.
He's a fine young man. Yes.
He still enjoys Halloween. Halloween's coming up. What is fentanyl looking like these days? They are making it just like we saw with the vaping and other things. They're targeting these younger kids, the college-age students, the adolescents. They're making it look, you know, brightly colored, like candy. And that is a direct and an indirect way to get the younger generations to use these drugs. What if some of these younger kids get a hold of what they think is candy? They will die if they take it. These are such lethal doses. A grown man, 300 pounds, can take it and die. No one is immune to the hazardous effects of fentanyl. And unfortunately, people think they're taking, you know, maybe some prescription, you know, Vicodin or something that they bought at a party or something. But the truth is, it's not an FDA-approved pill. It came from across the border, and it contains a lethal dose. And so I worry as we go into Halloween, as we're starting to see these rainbow-colored drugs that some kids will overdose and die.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, we have some specific challenges right here in the New York tri-state area, especially, you know, I think of Staten Island and some parts of Brooklyn that have really had tragic tolls taken on them. And so it's important. What is your best guidance for Halloween? Do you think parents should basically stand over every single bag of candy that is put in there? And you know, definitely when you get home, go through it all before you let them eat anything?
You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Actually, I am far from that. But I will tell you, when it comes to Halloween, I've always been a little protective of what candy my kids bring home. I mean, years ago we heard reports of needles being put into them, or, you know, tainted candy. So for me, what I do is I do just look at my kids' candy. Anything that didn't come in, you know, it's sealed
original
container,
packaging.
Like Snickers.
Yeah.
Yeah, original packaging, I throw away. Like, some people do give out like little Ziploc bags full of stuff. The answer to that is no. Those go straight to the garbage. Thank you for putting the time and the effort into hand packing the candy, but I just don't know.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. And I just don't think it's all that good for them anyway. So, and my two boys especially, they get into fights over if one of them didn't get to the same number of houses that the other one did. And, you know, God bless them. I wish they would attack their math the same way that they they go after the Halloween candy. But we'll deal with that at another time. Let me ask you. We are back to school this year, and there was some devastating statistics that came out just a couple of weeks ago in terms of how bad the gap has been. And I'm curious, from, I know that this isn't an education segment, but from your vantage point, what did those stats tell you, and do you see that reflected in the neighborhood and kind of life that you're living and seeing around you as well? We'll get into that when we come back. Plus, we've got more to talk about, and a little bit later on, Dr. Douglas Howard's going to pop in. You know, he's always dealing with nutrition and wants to make sure you're getting your fruits and veggies. That's why he's a proud sponsor of the Wellness Wednesday. Well, we're going to enjoy a conversation with him as well. It's all straight ahead. Kevin McCullough, don't go away.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt for Key City Capital. Go there at keycitycapital.com/Hugh. You've heard me on my radio show with Charlie Dombeck. Now, Charlie has been a practicing CPA for 30 years. He is one of the founders of Key City Capital, and the reason he did so is they wanted to be wealth acceleration experts. Charlie begins by looking at your taxes to see if you've paid too much money over the past few years. He then suggests to you investments. This isn't an offer to sell. This is just telling you that Charlie can be trusted. A bunch of investments that will have great returns if they perform as they did in the past, and there's no guarantee of future performance, of course, but it'll help you structure your tax situation, generate tax-free cash flows. Let Charlie protect your wealth, lower your tax liability. So many of our listeners have connected with him. Connect with Charlie today at keycitycapital.com/you. That's keycitycapital.com/you. You can trust Charlie. You can trust Key City Capital at keycitycapital.com/you.
Relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. That's the number to order Relief Factor. And the Relief Factor relieves you of joint and muscle pain. It is a miracle supplement. I don't know what the word completely safe is. I don't want to be liable. It's so safe, I don't think there's a limitation on the amount of time you could take it. Try it for 3 weeks because they say you'll know in 3 weeks. If it doesn't work in 3 weeks, probably won't work. They say that. $19.95.
So if you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it, and they've ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF, the number 4-RELIEF, to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
From New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. Very honored to have Dr. Jeanette Nishwat in the house. She just missed our VIP cruise a couple of weeks ago, and we're so sad, Dr. Jeanette, you weren't able to be there with us. But we did. The Fox News team was well represented. Dr. Siegel and Dr. Sapphire were both there with their lovely spouses, and we were at the kids' table and we were at the funnest table. Our table, the Radio Night Live table, was the table to be at, and hopefully you can join us next year. That'll be great.
Yes, I'll be there next year.
I've been watching some of your coverage on Fox about the opioid epidemic that has sadly only worsened because of our immigration policy, or maybe lack thereof. But fentanyl isn't the only threat that's out there. What's going on?
Yeah, so we're seeing this drug. It's actually not new. It's been around, but now the Mexican cartels, they're becoming a little creative and adding this in because they know that doctors, hospitals, it's not our go-to test. It's called ISO. And usually, if we're concerned for an opioid or overdose most recently, it's still fentanyl that is creating the most poisonings that we're seeing. But now we're seeing this other drug, that little traces of it. It's called isoniazid. And it is up to 20 times more powerful than and more deadly than fentanyl. And the problem is that, you know, we have Narcan. Narcan is to help, reverse an overdose. But it doesn't work as well for ISO. It'll work, but you have to have maybe 2 or 3 doses, whereas with fentanyl or other opioids, sometimes just 1 or 2, but you're going to need a lot more medicine to help reverse the overdose of this other drug, which is laced in, you know, Percocets or Xanax or, you know, Adderalls that people are buying off the street. Just, you know, the intent is to give the buyers of these drugs an extra high. But instead of just giving them a high, it's killing them. And, you know, it's not as well known as the other opioids, and therefore it's not tested as much. But it's starting to become, you know, more well known. And, you know, of course, hospitals and doctors will do the best they can to first try to reverse any poisoning or overdose, and then, you know, do their testing and their toxicology. But it's just something to be aware of. And that's why it's so important, no matter what drug we're dealing with, don't accept or take anything off the streets, or even from a friend, or even from a family member. Don't take any medication unless it was prescribed to you and given to you from your pharmacist. That's the best and safest thing to do. And I'm especially worried with Halloween coming up, with kids trick-or-treating. You know, they have what's called the rainbow fentanyl, which looks like Skittles and looks like, you know, the sweet tarts, and it's laced these medicines or these candies. You have to be careful that they're, you know, look at the packaging, make sure they're not, you know, drugs that are laced with either fentanyl or the isoniazid.
Well, it's Halloween has always, at least in my way of thinking, presented a very important challenge to parents to be diligent in what you're dealing with. Even if things are in original packaging, checking to make sure that package is not in any way tampered with, there's no holes in it, there's nothing, you know, all the rest of it. But certainly don't put things in the okay pile that you're going through after they've emptied the stuff on the table. Don't put it in the okay pile if it's in, you know, home baggies or other types of things. If it's not original packaging, it's not worth taking the risk for your kid's well-being. And I'm not a huge fan of Halloween. Never have been. I don't think that sugar is necessarily something we need to be stocking kids up on anyway, particularly white and refined sugars. But I know my kids love it and enjoy it, and it's fun to put the costume on and go around and ask for the candy. And it's kind of a big deal where we live. So everybody, you know, the whole block comes out at the same time and does it. But it's still something that I think people need to take a lot of precaution with, particularly in light of this rainbow fentanyl, because Dr. Jeanette, I mean, they've found stockpiles of this stuff just on the border that could kill 500 million persons. That, you know, yeah. we can wipe out a large chunk of planet Earth just from some of the stuff that we found. So we've got to be extra, extra vigilant here.
You're absolutely right. All it takes is just a small amount that can be deadly. And, you know, we've seen the overdoses in the high schools in Los Angeles. And there was a prison in Oklahoma where 14 of the inmates accidentally overdosed. And finally, we're seeing the drug dealers being held accountable. Even if they didn't know, they're being held accountable and they're being sent to jail for providing these drugs that are killing the younger generation because they don't know any better. They don't understand that all it takes is one pill to kill you, to change a whole life.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate the common sense, Dr. Jeanette. Follow her on Twitter, Dr. Jeanette. I know you're tempted to spell it other ways. Just don't. Just give in to the simple phonetic spelling. Dr. Jeanette, it's the easiest way to do it. And Dr. Nishawat, we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You got it. Coming up next, a look at your nutrition. Dr. Douglas Howard rejoins us. We are so grateful for the sponsorship from Balance of Nature with the fruits and the veggies and the good stuff they give you. Coming right back.
In these crazy days, you don't want to get caught on the wrong side of a home bidding war. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. There's a bidding war in the housing market with numbers way above asking price. Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 to find out how to level the playing field with the Fellowship Home Loans Rate Lock Advantage Program.
Lock your rate and payment while you search. If the rates go up, you're safe. If the rates go down, we'll lock you there. It's truly a win-win. The dream of the older generation is to pay off a mortgage. The dream of today's young families is to get one.
We're here to help with both. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Fellowship Home Loans Rate Lock Advantage is the happy ending to your story.
Welcome home.
Come and get your loan. Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Jersey Central Power and Light wants you to be safe around electricity. If you see downed power lines, call 911 and stay at least 30 feet away. If you believe a tree is growing too closely to power equipment, call JCP&L immediately. Also call JCP&L if your drone gets caught in power lines or equipment. Never try to retrieve it yourself. For more tips, visit firstenergycorp.com/safety. This message, sponsored by JCP&L and aired in cooperation with the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Eric Metaxas sees chaos in the economy.
I think your average person looks at the landscape and says, this is madness. We are printing money. It's like the Fed and company are trying to destroy America. I wouldn't do this. This doesn't seem like sound business practices to me.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Our two radio stations, AM 570 and AM 970, just had the annual client cruise. And from my personal experience over the years, it's an amazing time because we always charter the Atlantis yacht with Captain Fred at New York Cruises. Captain Fred and the New York Cruises staff go above and beyond with every detail. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, there's no other way to go than with New York Cruises for an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Picturesque New York City skyline views, gourmet food, great entertainment. What's not to love? Whether you're planning a corporate event, wedding, or engagement party, bar mitzvah, birthday, retirement, anniversary celebration, etc., impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Call 212-633-1231 and see how Captain Fred and his first-class yacht crew will make your special occasion an unforgettable day. Call 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970, The Answer.
You can't sleep, you can't eat, there's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
That's right, and I'm so pleased to be able from time to time to pick the brains of really smart people. People far superior to me in the area of medical knowledge for sure. And the Fox News Medical All-Stars have been so gracious in giving us a little bit of time each week with one of them. And I'm excited to have Marty McCary back because he's one of my favorites, mostly just because he seems rather fearless. He just tells the truth and then lets, you know, the chips fall where they may. But Dr. McCary, it's always good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Great to be with you, Kevin.
Let me just go quickly to the big soundbite from Joe Biden's 60 Minutes interview from this last week. The pandemic is over. If this is true, Dr. McCary, what does that mean in regards to almost everything related to public health right now?
Well, you know, I think people have become very emotional about the idea of the pandemic, and depending on somebody's political influence or what news they listen to, they have a distorted view of it. The reality is, I don't think anyone's really schooled in the official definitions of a pandemic versus an endemic versus an epidemic. And right now it's endemic, it's circulating at levels it's going to circulate at for decades or centuries. And so I think we're getting caught up a little bit in what he said. Now, what he said, he probably could have described better as we've moved to the endemic stage. And he probably could have said that about a year ago. So we're at a point now where we got to learn to live with it.
Well, and if that's in fact the case, then, Dr. McCary, if we are still putting in federal mask mandates and vaccine mandates and all the rest of these things, and, you know, there's, even though court cases have started to side with the people that would like to live their life maybe differently than what the mandates force them to, it seems like there's still this kind of, like, top-down, we know better than you approach that they're not willing to let go of just yet.
Well, that's right. That's what's alienated the American public. You know, I worry about people knowing what they should know about hepatitis and HIV and tuberculosis, because we have no public health authority with any credibility left anymore. They not only ruined it, they continue to do so. I mean, look at what the FDA is doing with the Omicron vaccine right now. They basically said science doesn't matter. We decided it's safe and effective. We saw data on 8 mice and some private secret data from pharma on human trials that we're not going to share with the public, probably because it shows it doesn't work. And we're just going to do this. And not only are we going to approve it, everyone needs to take it. Every single person, natural immunity doesn't matter. And that's the sort of thing the American public sees through. And the disconnect is gigantic.
Yeah.
I mean, it is bigger than the Grand Canyon, because look at the number of Americans that have taken the Omicron-specific vaccine so far, after the White House and FDA and CDC have been pushing it hard for weeks.
Do you think, Dr. McCary, that that is largely in part that the American public at some point said, I've just got to be more informed for myself, and started taking information into their own hands and investigating it more? And shocker of shocks, having actual conversations with their doctors about some of this stuff? I mean, from the beginning of the pandemic, the idea of keeping the patient separate from their primary care physician, so that you had to go to the emergency room or you had to go to the Walgreens to get the jab or to ask for therapeutics. It always seemed kind of bizarre to me, because I would think the one person that would have most credibility with their patients would be the person they see all the time, not a government official saying, go to this person over here.
Well, I think people look at some of these government officials and they look at their own personal doctor at home and they say, I don't know if I believe in the massive centralization of medical decision making in the hands of these government career bureaucrats who rarely leave the city life of Washington, D.C.
Right.
or the ivory towers of academia. And it turns out that 40% of pediatricians in rural areas have told their parents, I would not recommend the COVID vaccine for healthy children.
Hmm.
You would never know that. You would never know that. But people are saying, I'm going to listen to my local doctor
yeah.
instead of some central, you know, career government doctor who served a term longer than most African presidents.
I think you and Dr. Sapphire and Dr. Siegel, you all wanted to be, you know, straight with your listeners and with your viewers and with your patients. And so you guys were, you were reading what the CDC was saying and you were comparing it to the studies that were coming out, and where science and messaging didn't depart, you guys were good soldiers. But as soon as it started to even the rudder just turned just a slight little bit, and you guys asked a few questions, and all of a sudden people that are asking the questions are now the problem. Like, that really, I think the American people see that, and I don't think it sits well with them. And I think, to your point, it doesn't instill trust in public health when you're talking about other legitimate public health issues that they need, you know, strategy for.
Well, there should be nothing more offensive to a scientist than the banning of questions.
Yeah.
And that's what we've seen. That's exactly what we've seen. I mean, as you know, my research team at Johns Hopkins did the longest longitudinal study on natural immunity at the time. And it comes out of the question, hey, it's been 2 years since New York at the time. It was 2 years since New York had their COVID pandemic hit the city. Why aren't we asking volunteers to have blood tests to look at those antibodies from natural infection and look at natural immunity? And why didn't Fauci do it? Why didn't anybody else do it? There's intense pressure in the medical establishment to say, don't study natural immunity, because if you study it, you will probably find that the antibodies are there and circulating and they work. And then some people might choose not to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've never seen that level of paternalism before. And you got to stand up against it. We got too many doctors in America just picking up their paycheck every 2 weeks. You've got to speak up when you see an injustice recommended against to the public.
Well, I don't think there's a more sacred bond between a patient, a human being, that is not a blood relative than that of their primary care physician, in terms of the trust that they give them. And I just thought it was shameful that we, you know, that people like Cuomo said, well, you can get therapeutics, but we're only going to release them through the hospital. So you got to go to the hospital to get them. When if they had from the beginning said, see your primary care physician, talk to them about whether or not the vaccine looks good for you or not. And, you know, depending on your personal circumstances, comorbidities, underlying conditions, etc., there should have been a kind of a massaging of that trust and a pumping of it up, instead of, you know, basically keeping them separated and far apart from each other. Dr. McCary, I just want to say thank you for all the valiant stuff you've tried to get out there, including your study on natural immunity. You were talking about that a year ago on this show, and what the results were showing. And we just pray that you'll keep fighting the good fight. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Great to be with you, Kevin. Thanks you so much. It.
Kevin McCullough, we got a lot more to get to, and I hope that you stick around. It's Radio Night Live.
Keep your body moving with powerful nutrients to support your joints and overall mobility. Invite Health is here to save the day and your body with the best-selling Cartilage HX. Cartilage HX helps to maintain the health of your cartilage and promotes flexibility and mobility. This powerful formulation provides a patented form of type 2 collagen called UC2 that has been shown in clinical studies to promote joint comfort and strong, healthy bones. Just listen to what some Invite Health customers in the tri-state area are saying about Cartilage HX.
I had a problem with my left knee and had to take baby steps going up the stairs. I'm almost normal now.
Miracle! When I climb the stairs, my knees no longer hurt.
Stay active with the help of Cartilage HX. Buy one bottle, get the other free, plus free shipping today. Call 800-673-2345 now to order. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345.
AM 970 listeners, Steve Adubato here. Check out our show One-on-One every night for my conversations with leaders and experts from business, sports, politics, and the arts.
Retire and do what? It's great. I don't want to stop.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
And guess where my trailer was? A block away from my apartment. It couldn't have been better.
So catch One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, weeknights on 13WNET and NJPBS, and online at steveadubato.org.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hi, this is Frank Pallotta, Republican candidate for United States Congress here in New Jersey's 5th District. I'm not just running to return my district to Republican hands. I'm running to represent all of the people in my district, including seniors, veterans, small businesses, and everyone who longs for real bipartisan leadership. I've just launched a weekly radio talk show on AM 970 The Answer called Frankly Speaking. Our show will air at 10 a.m. on Sundays, so please tune in. We'll be discussing the issues that are relevant and critically important to all of us here in the 5th District and across the great state of New Jersey. If you'd like to know more, please visit my website at frankfornj.com. That's Frank, the number 4, nj.com, where you can follow our campaign, catch up on all the issues, and if you like what you see, please feel free to donate. If you have any questions, please contact our offices at 201-783-8801. Thank you.
This is Frank Pallotta, and I approve this message.
If you love Broadway, movies, and music, then tune in to Broadway at the Russian Tea Room Sunday afternoons at 5. Host Rob Taub interviews the biggest stars, writers, and directors, plus film and theater critics, along with people behind the scenes, from doctors and fitness experts to casting directors, stagehands, and dressers. It's the only show of its kind, and it's right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And thank you to Dr. Douglas Howard and to Dr. Nicole Sapphire for being with us. And thank you to Captain Fred and the whole team of the Atlantis as they are floating us around New York Harbor tonight. We are enjoying a wonderful cruise with many of our clients and many of our VIPs and friends. If you ever want to be part of the cruise, if you put advertising on this show, I can see to it that you get on there. You just got to come advertise on Radio Night Live. We'll see to it specifically. All right. So, you know, with the start of fall being back in session, there are some, you know, and we will be next Wednesday. Next Wednesday is the kickoff to the fall season. Everything, but school's back. Things are starting to get busy again. And, you know, my boys, one of which is a first degree working on a second degree black belt in Taekwondo. The other is a purple high trying to get past that level. And they both took a couple of months off for the summer to just take time off. But, you know, I'm going a little nuts. I want them to have stuff to do after school. So we're firing back up the TKD again. And my little princess, you know, ballet's coming soon. So that's all good. But I'm just seeing the story about excessive parental involvement in sports and other things that are causing the mental health in kids to be somewhat threatened. The study indicated that excessive parental involvement can cause pressure on children who would prefer parental participation characterized by praise and understanding. A balance between supportive involvement without putting too much pressure is needed by the parents, it added. And the most important thing about sports is becoming the results, not the experience, whereas it's always been in the past, hey, do this and you'll have a great experience. This is one of the reasons why I love, by the way, Taekwondo for boys. They've been able to advance as they've been able to work on it. I don't have to put any pressure on them. They are self-motivated to get to the next belt level, to do the next thing. But alongside of it come these incredible Taekwondo values that they recite after every practice. And it's really quite good. So, and I don't think this is a like rocket science study. You go too hard on your kids, they're going to feel the pressure. So don't do that. If they're involved in something and they're having fun and they're getting better, encourage that. The more you praise them, the more they'll want to do better. It's my opinion. Anyway, it seems to be statistically true as well. Gavin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. Tomorrow night, we talk about the big legal issues of our time. Imran Ansari with us. And then on Friday, back to the fun for your city, Broadway, eateries, all things entertainment. We will be with Christine Nicholas. I'm sorry. No, we're not. Are we off this week, Nick?
Next week.
Okay, so we are on this week. So this week, another fun Friday edition of Radio Night Live, and then the following week, Syracuse football. So that's all coming up. Anyway, Kevin McCullough saying thank you. Talk to you soon.
Scheming, I know I must be dreaming. And I don't stand the guard.